Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. I am so glad you're here today. Thanks for tuning in. Ladies, today it is Wednesday. It is April 10th. It's my little sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Annette. Ladies, today we're going to start a new series, and it's going to challenge you. It's called Love is Not a Feeling. Be right back. All right, ladies. So what do I mean by love is not a feeling? Stay with me. This is going to, like I said, it's going to challenge you. We're going to put a microscope on the word love, because what we have maybe thought it meant a good part of our life, and certainly what other people are defining it as, are not the same thing as the biblical worldview of love. I have really been compelled lately to dig deeper into this word. Because we, even in the Christian space, right, we have thrown this word around a lot. We use the word love all the time. And I think even in our worldview, we have sort of watered down its meaning so much, and we've reduced it to a feeling. Certainly the left is weaponizing this word in ways we've never seen in their effort to try to be, you know, compassionate and loving toward all walks of life, LGBTQ community, all these things, trans people, all this. They're using this word love in profoundly different ways than the biblical worldview of it. And so when we're in an ideological opposing conversation, it's really important for us to understand that our definition of the word love and theirs are likely two very, very different things. And I think we need to understand what those differences are so that we can then know how to approach these conversations and how to win them to our values. If we don't understand their worldview, if we don't understand, first of all, we need to define what ours is. And then if we don't understand theirs, then we're never going to find that common ground to win them. Okay, so today's episode is going to be all about defining it from a biblical standpoint, and it is not a feeling. Okay, and then we'll spend some time tomorrow defining it from their standpoint and try to get an idea then on where the bridges might be. Okay, to try to bridge those gaps. All right, now, love from the biblical worldview, I'm not going to try to explain it to you. I'm just going to read it to you. We're going to share it here in a graphic, because I think that we need to first understand what God's definition of it is. That's got to be our starting point before we can even start to apply it to our real life, to our real world. Okay, so let's look at it here. Love is patient and kind. Now think about this, okay, as we're reading it. We're going to break this down slowly. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Where in this definition, where in this scripture, does it ever ask us how we feel about any of this? Okay, so those are actions. So do you see what I'm saying? Like, feelings are kind of a result of these actions. But I guess what I'm ultimately getting at is that we don't have to feel like loving somebody to love them. In other words, we don't have to feel, you know, all warm and fuzzy inside in order to love someone. And this is where I think we've been missing it. When I started seeing this, it was really an aha moment for me. I'm like, you know, like another thing that I've learned over the years is that when you demonstrate godly behavior, eventually your feelings catch up. But feelings are so fleeting, right? I mean, they come and they go. If somebody does something nice for you and you feel a little warm inside and a little fuzzy inside, that's great. But if that same person snaps at you, then all of a sudden you feel angry at them, right? Or if they offend you, whatever, if they say something that hurts your feelings. So we can't measure our love walk by the way we feel about it. It's great if you feel good about that person. It's great if you feel warm and fuzzy inside toward that person. It's great if you feel like giving them a hug. That's great, but that's sort of a byproduct. And it's really not dependent on the actual action of loving them. I mean, just let that sink in for a minute. In no way does God ask us to do these things with sort of a sidebar, only if you feel like it. Right? So love is patient and kind. Think about that for a second. Obviously patience is, I know that's a really tough virtue for a lot of us to attain. A lot of us, especially in this modern day society, we're very impatient people. And when we're talking about influencing people, like we want them to get it, right? We want them to see the light. We want them to understand in the moment, in that conversation. And when we're influencing people, we need to understand that transformation takes time. And you showing up consistently and displaying these qualities, which ultimately these are the fruit of the Spirit, right? When you're walking that out, God says there's no law against the fruit of the Spirit. So you showing up and choosing to be patient. Okay, let's just look at this again. Okay, so if I'm talking about you, let's just say that, you know, Linda is watching. When Linda is patient and Linda is kind and Linda is not jealous and Linda is not boastful, she's not proud, she's not rude, she's not demanding her own way, she's not irritable, she keeps no record of being wronged. Linda is not rejoicing about injustice, but Linda is rejoicing when the truth wins out. Linda does not give up. Linda never loses faith. Linda is always hopeful. Linda endures everything through every circumstance. Just put your name in there. How's your love walk? How is it? Are you displaying these things? We're not always going to display them every day. We're not going to get it perfect. We're not perfect people, but this should be what we aspire to, regardless of how you feel about the person. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, I say this all the time. You can't do this in your own strength. Let me just finish that thought. You have to do that with the help of the Holy Spirit. And you have to see this person as another child of God. This is somebody that he knit together in his mother's womb that he loves just as much as he loves you. And even if they're behaving badly, you can be the only Jesus that they see. You can display that love when they don't deserve it. And I'll tell you, that's so, so, so powerful. I mean, especially if you end up winning them later, like with something that I've seen over and over with people that eventually I win, is they'll say, I don't know how you put up with me when I was such a jerk to you. I don't know how you continued to love me when I was so unlovable. Okay, these are the things that only the Holy Spirit can do inside someone else. Okay, so you can't do this alone. You can't do this in your own strength. You have to have the help of the Holy Spirit. All right, so walking out love, God's not checking with your feelings about it first. And like I said, your feelings will catch up as you are choosing to obey him and follow him and walk this out in your life. There's just an air that you bring into the atmosphere and any room that you walk into or any conversation that you walk into, when you're looking at this person as a fellow human being, another person that God loves dearly, and you're showing up just to doing it unto the Lord, loving them because you love the Lord and he loves them. You know, doing it with right motives, you're not trying to manipulate. You're not trying to get them to do something. You're not trying to even win them to, you know, you're not even trying to get a particular outcome. If you just go in with a pure motive of you're just going in to love them and trusting God that your feelings eventually will catch up, that is a very, very, very powerful place to operate from as an ambassador of Jesus Christ. Now, there are going to be people that are really hard to love. There are going to be people in your life that you just want to pinch their little head off, right? You're going to want to just hurt them sometimes. But God tells us, it's not that you're not going to feel those things. This is why we can't operate by our feelings. You're not going to, it's not that you're not going to feel that from time to time. It's just, you don't act on it. You don't behave in a way that's unbecoming to the Lord. And again, you can't do that in your own strength. You've got to have his help for that. So a lot of times if I'm in situations like that, I'll stop and I'll say, God, give me the words. God, give me the words. Or God, give me patience. Or God, give me the ability to walk this out. But if you claim to be a Christian and you don't have a proper love walk, meaning the scripture that I just went over, if you're not walking this out, then you really, really need to check in with the Lord, because he's very clear that he wants us to love ourselves and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Now, that was the other point I was going to make a second ago. You first have to receive this love before you can pour it out onto somebody else. So you've got to love yourself first. So this means, first of all, understanding your value in God. He created you in your mother's womb. He knitted you together beautifully and perfectly. He had every detail of your body, of your life in mind as he was creating. Like he very intentionally and very purposefully created you exactly how you are. And he loves you. He loves you so, so, so much. And so if we look back at this and we look at God's view of love, with us, God is patient. God is kind. He is. He is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. No, he's for you. He does not demand his own way. He demands obedience, but that's not a willful, my way kind of thing. He demands obedience because that's what's best for us. He is not irritable, keeps no record of being wronged. When God tells us all the time that when we confess our sins to him, that he remembers them no more. They are on the bottom of the ocean floor. They're as far as the east is from the west. God does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. Yes, of course. He never gives up. He never loses faith. He's always hopeful for us to come to him. His arms are always open and he endures through every circumstance. So God is certainly displaying that to you. So once you understand how loved you are by Almighty God, then once that gets inside of you and starts to settle in here and you start to go, wow, you know, I really am loved, then it's easier for us than to turn around and love our neighbor. So it really is something we have to understand and accept first before then we can turn around and show that love to other people. Not that you can't be patient and kind, but what I'm saying is without the Holy Spirit involved, without him in the center of it, then you're going to give in to your temptations sometimes. You're going to give in to your anger. You're going to give in to, you know, heated moments. You won't have the ability to walk that out properly. And so if you're showing people love sometimes and then other times you're falling down in that area, then it gives people an opportunity to say, see, she's just a hypocrite. See, she's just a hypocrite. So you can't let your feelings dictate your behavior. Love is an action. It's not a feeling. Sometimes you have to override your feelings with the help of the Holy Spirit, as I said, to override your feelings in order to walk out love. And, you know, Jesus said, when we were talking about, you know, when he was talking about his disciples and the people who follow him, his ambassadors, he says, you'll know them. You'll know my sheep. You'll know them by their fruit. The fruit of the Spirit, there is no law against. So are you a peaceful person? Are you a patient person? Are you a kind person? Are you a gentle person? Do you walk with a sense of humility? Do you display self-control? What I'm talking about here, you know, you're not giving into your feelings, but you're displaying godly behavior, even when everything inside of you feels differently. This is the love walk that he requires of us. It's not my opinion. God calls us to a higher standard. And if we ever hope to influence anybody, we have to live by this standard and be someone that other people are attracted to, someone that other people can trust. If you're all over the map and one day you're spitting nails and the next day you're walking around on clouds, I mean, people don't know who you are. They don't know which side of you they're going to get today. It's very inconsistent and it's very off-putting for people because they're going to say things like, well, she's just, you know, she's all over the map. You want to be consistent, and consistent means growing up in your love walk. It means displaying that biblical love to people, even when you don't feel like it. So, and you're capable of it. You know, God would not ask us to do it if we weren't capable of it. Again, we're not capable of it in our own strength, but because we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us, we can partner with him and he will help us do it. Y'all, I got to tell you, you know, the last several years, man, I have been in a lot of situations where I had to exercise. I'm not telling y'all anything that I don't have to walk out myself regularly. There are many, many, many times when I want to give in to my feelings. And I'm not going to say that I've never done it. I mean, y'all know I did it with my son 4 years ago when I was running for office. That's what caused Lady Up America. But I learned from that. I learned that we've lost the luxury of a meltdown. When you melt down and you give in to your feelings and you blow all of your credibility, you fall into that hypocritical behavior, then you've lost your ability to influence with that person. Maybe you can go influence other people, but that one, they're going to write you off. They're going to be like, yeah, she's just another one of those hypocritical Christians. I'm not listening to her. You've just totally given them ammo to discredit you as an influencer for God. Now you can go back and you can apologize and you can humbly, you know, ask for forgiveness and you can maybe start over with them, but it's kind of blown at that point, you know? So I'm telling you from personal experience, all right, this is not anything that, this is no pie in the sky. And I want to tell you, anybody who says, oh, Diane, you and your Pollyanna approach to influence. There's nothing Pollyanna about. This is the hardest thing in the world to do. It is so hard to maintain your composure and choose to follow God, choose to walk out love when you're encountering people that are so unlovable. So if we hope to influence, we have to first get our love walk right with the Lord. Let him love you. Start to understand and receive and open your hands and really receive all that love that he has for you. Stop beating yourself up. Stop criticizing yourself. Stop, you know, just talking so ugly to yourself in a mirror and you're even in your own head. Give yourself some grace and some patience and some kindness and all of these. Give it to yourself first. Let God love you. And then from there, you can turn around and pour that love out onto other people, but it has nothing to do with your feelings. I know that's kind of a newsflash for a lot of us. It was for me when I first started seeing this. Your feelings will catch up, but love is about behavior. He doesn't ask us how we feel about it. It's not negotiable. Okay. All right. Let me pray for you. Father God, I thank you so very, very much that you love us so completely, so deeply, so beautifully, Lord. You don't always love, you love us even when we're not always so lovable, when we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, Lord. You've been so patient with us as we've, you know, been slow to see the light in areas in our life. Lord, you've just been so patient. So thank you for loving us first, Lord. And now teach us how to love other people properly as you would have us love them, Lord, and to not rate our feelings about it, to not consider our feelings about it, Lord, for us to grow up in the word and to behave unto you in a way that's becoming as an ambassador of yours, and then hope our feelings will catch up. Let our feelings catch up sooner than later, Lord. We love you and we honor you and we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Love is not a feeling. Newsflash. I will see you tomorrow and we'll look at this from the other perspective. What do they mean by love? Oh, and one more thing real quick. Hope you guys, if y'all are in the Nashville area, sign up for my workshop on Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 13th. You can go to ladyupamerica.com, go to the event page and you'll see all the details about it. But on Saturday at 10 o'clock, we're having a workshop in Davidson County at the Centennial Sportsplex. And then right after that, we're going down to the Capitol to pray. This is a nationwide call to prayer. All the capitals around the country, all 50 states, we're going to have people praying for our children, praying over the children of America. It's called Don't Mess With Our Kids. All right. So I'll be helping to lead prayer on that on Saturday after the workshop. So join us, go to ladyupamerica.com for all the details. And I will see you tomorrow. Have a great evening. Lady up. Lady up around this time. Lady up around this time. Victory all about.